But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Anybody know that the word has validity? That anything you need, it's in the word.
Welcome to the Excellence in Ministry broadcast with Dr. Dwayne Anthony Walker, Senior Pastor of Little Rock AME Zion Church. For the next 30 minutes, get ready for some dynamic teaching, preaching, and insight on the word of God that will guide you to your destiny as a believer. At the end of the broadcast, information will be given about their church location and how to obtain a copy of this message in its entirety. Now let's join the Excellence in Ministry broadcast already in progress.
Sing a little bit out.
I am free.
What?
Praise the Lord. I'm free.
What? No longer?
No longer bound.
Yes. What? No more chains.
No more chains holding me.
Yes. My soul.
My soul is resting.
Yes. Tell them it's just a blessing.
It's just a blessing.
Everybody say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
What?
Hallelujah, I'm free.
Sing it one more time, Otto. Sing, I am free.
I am free.
Sing, yes.
Praise the Lord, I'm free.
Come on, no longer?
No longer bound.
Anybody no longer bound? No more?
No more chains holding me.
Yes, Lord.
My soul is resting.
My soul is resting.
And it's just a blessing.
Come on, everybody say,
praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, I'm free.
One more time. Say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, I'm free.
Everybody say,
freedom,
freedom,
freedom.
That's what we have in you, Jesus.
Freedom,
freedom. Everybody one more time, say freedom.
Freedom.
No longer bound, we got
come by to tell you that no matter what you're feeling today, no matter what you've heard today, no matter what's going on in your life, no matter what it looks like, as long as you know that you're God's child, no matter what anybody says, you can still walk with the assurance that you're blessed. I know that sometimes you don't feel blessed. I know that sometimes you hear things that don't sound like you're blessed. I know that sometimes that you're looking and you don't see a blessing, but you're blessed just the same. Because no matter what you're going through, as long as God is still on the throne, as long as Jesus is Lord, and as long as you are in his hands, no matter what you go through, no matter when you go through it, you are still blessed. Is there a witness in this place? You'll still give God praise if you know that you're blessed today. You're still blessed. I know that you've got issues. And the thing about it, beloved, is that that's exactly where the enemy wants you to be. He wants you to be all confused and all upset and all worried about your future. He wants you to be concerned today about your problems. He wants you to be overwhelmed by what you heard people are saying about you. He wants you to be always upset about the dilemmas that are facing you in your life. He wants you to believe that you'll never come out of this, that you'll never get into that, that things will never change for you, that your sky will always be dark, that your issues will always be insurmountable, but the devil is a liar. Whatever you're facing right now is only temporary, because no matter what you face, when you face it, at the end of the story, you win. That's what I came to tell you. I came to tell you, you may not think it right now. You may not feel it right now. I cheated. I turn to the end of the book. And I can tell you that at the end of the day, once the sky settles, once the clouds dissipate, once the dust settles, that you, man of God, you, woman of God, you will win. Anybody glad that you got the victory in Jesus Christ? You win. And because you know you win, you're blessed. This is very important, beloved, because we are facing perilous times. And it becomes sometimes harder and harder to convince the world about our Christ. And because everything that you do encounter, everything that you do face, everything that you do hear, makes it seem as if life is hopeless, that we are teetering and tottering on the brink of war, that we are faced with destruction of every sort, that there is so much immorality and so much promiscuity that it seems as if all hell is breaking loose. And sometimes it may feel as if our efforts will go in vain. But I'm here to tell you that also is a trick of the enemy, because what he wants to do is keep us distracted by our problems, to keep us distracted by what's wrong, to keep us distracted by the pain of life, that we do not have the energy or the will or desire to serve him. Lord have mercy. Just labor with me for just a little while. Because life does get hard sometimes, doesn't it? That friends do seem few sometimes, don't they? That the sky seems that it would never lighten for you, doesn't it? And as a consequence, sometimes you get to the place that you want to say, what's the use? Because my life does not seem to change, and things don't seem to get better for me. And because of that, because of the sense of hopelessness that you may feel, and because of sometimes you're going through life and you seem that you have the weight of the world on your shoulder, that there are times that it's even hard to get up in the morning. Am I talking to anybody in here today? And you wonder sometimes, why do I even try to do it? And you want to give up on the church. You want to give up on your ministry. You want to give up on God. But God has called us for such a time as this, that the people of God cannot afford to stop serving him, because Satan is busy and he's counting on you. He's counting on you. He's counting on you, 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 and you to quit. He wants you to walk away. He wants you to give up. He wants you to stop preaching. He wants you to stop singing. He wants you to stop ushering. But God is calling his church to be the church and to know that his hand is still on you. And even though you may not see it right now, God still has everything and everybody under control. Give God praise, you believe it today. And because of that, you're blessed. This is the word that Jude was sharing with the church. Jude, a servant of the Lord. And Jude writes this letter to the church. As a matter of fact, Jude addresses this letter to a particular person who was in this room, as a matter of fact. I know that because as you look at the opening verses of this book, it says here, Jude, a servant of Jesus Christ and a brother of James. Who's this letter addressed to? To those who have been called, who are loved by God the Father and kept by Jesus Christ. Who is this letter to again? I'm glad you asked. This letter is addressed to those who have been called, to those who are loved by God the Father and kept by Jesus Christ. I said this letter is written to the person who is called, to the person who was loved by God the Father, and to the one who was kept by Jesus Christ. I wonder, is that person here today? Is that person here today? Anybody here who know you're called? Anybody know that you're loved by God the Father? Anybody know you're kept by the power of Jesus Christ? This letter is for you. You ought to say thank you, Jesus. He got this letter to you. And he's reminding the church of who we are, even in the midst of a wicked culture. Yeah. that we've got to remain steadfast. Look at what it says. Dear friends, although I was very eager to write you about the salvation we share, I felt I had to write and urge you to contend for the faith that was once for all entrusted to the saints. So he's writing the church. He says, I need you to contend for the faith. That even in the midst of perilous times, even in the midst of a wicked culture, even in the midst of all kinds of immoral lifestyles and promiscuous behavior, you've got to contend. Other words, you got to fight for the faith. Other words, you got to stand your ground in the midst of this culture, because what you're going to run against and what he's talking about is that you're going to be inundated with all kinds of crazy teaching. All kinds of false teaching. And what he's addressing is the issue of apostasy. And apostasy is false doctrine. It is when people take the word of God and twist it for their own means. It's when people take the word of God and use it for their own convenience. It is when they take the gospel and dilute it. And they take it and water it down to say that God loves you so much that no matter what you do, it's all right. So in other words, it's your thing. Do what you want to do. I'm not going to say the rest of that song. But that's the kind of culture that we live in, a live and let live kind of day. In other words, if it feels good, do it. You know, no matter who you want to sleep with them. No matter what's going on in your life, no matter what you think, no matter what you feel, it's all right. We were talking about this in Bible study last week, that we're living in a time of, in fact, the term is called cultural relativism. Talk, boy. Talk. Cultural relativism. That means that there are no standards, that is all relative. If you think it's all right, it's all right. If you think it's good, it's good. If you think it's all right, it's no one should tell you, because after all, God loves you no matter who you are, because you were born that way. Well, that's why you got to be born again. Yeah. So we as the Church of Jesus Christ have to stand our ground, because there's all kinds of things being said and being done, and the church cannot afford to endorse those kinds of things, because it goes directly against the very word of God. And if the church does not stand on the word of God, my God, who will?
Praise 100.9 and 92.7 listeners. Get ready for a minute with the doctor.
Praise the Lord. This is Dr. Dwayne Anthony Walker, pastor of Little Rock AME Zion Church. I want everyone under the sound of my voice to know that God has left us instructions for life. It's called the Holy Bible. The Bible has 66 books. Divided into two covenants, the Old Testament, starting with the book of Genesis, through the book of Malachi, and the New Testament, beginning with the Gospel of Matthew, through the book of Revelation. People of God, I have a question. Is your Bible, your book of instruction, only being used on Sunday morning when the pastor announces his or her text? If that's the case, then start today using it for what God intended, and that is to be your instruction book for life. And that is a promise from heaven. Please come join us at Little Rock AME Zion Church for our Sunday morning worship experience at 10 a.m. For more details, call 704-334-3782 or visit our website, www.littlerockamezion.org.
In this church and every church, at the end of the worship service, the minister gives the benediction. And with the benediction, my friends, it is the final blessing. And I know that sometimes because of work schedules, and sometimes because of health issues, and sometimes because of season tickets, people... So there ain't nothing wrong with season tickets. Hook a brother up. Amen.
But sometimes, because of those kinds of things, we don't stay for the final blessing. And I was thinking about it because sometimes we allow our lives to distract us, that we leave God before we get the blessing. And sometimes we leave worship before you get the blessing. Don't walk out on your blessing. Don't leave before your blessing. Don't leave before you know that God has blessed your life. And then we are giving this final blessing to him who is able. Now, I know I'm blessed. I'm blessed because of three reasons, and I'll be through. The first reason I know I'm blessed, I know I'm blessed because the God I serve has divine ability. Now unto him who is able. That means that he has divine ability. Somebody say divine ability. He has divine ability. That means he's able. He is able to keep you from falling. Anybody glad about that? Yeah. That he's able to keep you. He's able to keep you. First of all, I'm just glad to announce that on the eve of my 52nd birthday, that God is still keeping me. Anybody else kept in this place and know you're kept? God is keeping me. That's why we'll stand here and declare once more that I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. Can I make an announcement? Yeah. The Lord is your keeper. Yeah. Anybody glad about that? Yeah. The Lord is your shade upon your right hand. The sun shall not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going in and your coming out. How long? From this time forth, even forevermore. What are you saying, preacher? I'm kept. I'm kept because I serve a God who is able. Oh, God. I don't want to press this issue too long, but somebody needs to hear today. Oh, God, you need to hear today that no matter what is going on in your life, no matter how bad it seems, that God is still able. Let the church just say he's able. Don't you feel better? He's able. He's able to keep you from falling. He's able to keep you from falling down. He's able to keep you from falling away. He's able to keep you from falling out. He's able to keep you from falling in. He's able to keep you from falling. Anybody glad that he's able? Yeah. I can't speak to anybody else's ability, but I can speak to God's ability. He's still able. He's still able to feed your family. He's still able. He's still able to pay your bills. He's still able. He's still able to solve your problems. He's still able. He's still able to work out your marriage. He's still able. He's still able to help you with your wayward children. He's still able. He's still able to help you get off of those drugs. He's still able. He's still able to help you get off the alcohol. He's still able. He's still able to deliver. He's still able to set you free. Anybody glad that we serve a God who is able? He's able. In other words, there is nothing that our God can't do. God, I know that's not deep, but there's nothing that God can't do. And even children of God, when you get so full and so overwhelmed by life, you even find yourself asking the question sometimes, can God really heal me? Can God really fix me? Can God really work it out? Can God really solve our problems? Can God really see us through? I've come by here to say in the spirit of Barack Obama, yes, he can. Instead of saying, can God? The church needs to learn how to say God can. I'm going to say can God. You say God can. Can God? Can God? Can God? Give him praise if you believe it. God can. God can still work a miracle. God can. God can still speak the storms. God can. God can still solve your problems. God can. God can still make a way out of no way. He can still open doors that no one can shut. He can still close doors that nobody can open. God can still make a way. God can. He can still do it. Give God praise if you know that God can. Let the church talk. God can. Give him praise if you believe it today. God can. Yes, he can. Yes, he can. Can God? Can God? God can. Don't you ever forget that. That you're blessed because we serve a God who is able. He has divine ability. There is nothing our God can't do. Secondly, Jude goes on to say, now unto him who is able to keep you from falling. I love this. And present you faultless. Good gracious. Present you faultless. Present you faultless. God. He's able to present you faultless. The New International Version says, present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy. But I like to present you faultless with exceeding great joy. That he's able to present you faultless. So not only am I blessed because God has divine ability, but I'm also blessed because God gives me direct atonement. Can you say that? Direct atonement. Direct atonement. Direct atonement. Some of you are familiar with that word. Some are not familiar with that word. It may sound like a strange or long word, a difficult word. It's not really that difficult. The word atonement. And in one way that you best understand the word atonement, you got to break it up. At one ment. That's what it means. That atonement means at one ment. What does it mean?
At one.
Atonement means at one ment. That means that even though we have been estranged from God because of our rebelliousness, that we have been estranged from God because of our lifestyles and because of the mistakes that we've made and the decisions that we've made, the deeds that we've done, that even in spite of the things that you've said, God still forgives you. In spite of the places that you've been, God still forgives you. In spite of the things that you've done, God still forgives you, and he has not taken his hand off of you. And even though we walked away from him, when we come back because of Jesus, we are at one with the Father. In other words, don't you think because of your degrees or because you're so cute that at the end of your life that you're going to just sashay up into heaven because you're somebody. Can I tell you something? You can't present yourself in order to get into those gates. You got to be presented. That you can't present yourself, that you got to be presented. And the good news is that in spite of what you've done, where you've been, what you said, we got a major defense attorney. I'm talking about JC. I ain't talking about Johnny Cochran. I'm talking about Jesus Christ. We got a major defense attorney. And in spite of what you've done, he is saying that when you turn your life over to him and put your life in his hands, that when you repent of your sins and confess your sins and give your life over to Jesus Christ, that he says that Jesus will present you faultless with exceeding great joy. In other words, he's going to present you faultless and he's going to be glad to do it. He's going to be glad to present you to the Father, and he's going to present you faultless. That although you have made mistakes, and although you have gone places that you should not have gone, and done things you should not have done, and said things you should not have said, when you turn your life around, he will present you faultless. He will present you faultless. Why is it that he would do that? And how do you know that he would do it? Because Isaiah looked down the corridors of time, and Isaiah says of him that he was wounded for my transgressions. He was, y'all mind if I preach this morning? He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, And by his stripes, not your goodness, not your perfect, your perfection, but by his stripes, you're healed. Anybody glad about that? You're healed? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Jesus himself says, in terms of how he will present us and how he's going to present it, Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. And if it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you will be also. In other words, he's going to present you. That's why no matter how bad things look, and no matter how hard it seems sometimes, I know I'm blessed because I have a God who has divine ability. And I know I'm blessed because I know that he will give me a direct atonement. He's going to come and he will gladly present me himself. And that is why I can still stand here today, because my hope is still built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and his righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. This is my verse. When he shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in him be found. Dressed in his righteousness alone, I'll be faultless to stand before his throne. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All of the ground is sinking sand. I'm glad that he loves me. He presents me with direct atonement. And that's why I love singing the song, Amazing Grace Shall Always Be My Song of Praise. For it was grace that bought my liberty. I do not know why Jesus came to love me so, but he looked beyond all of my faults. He looked beyond all of my habits. He looked beyond all of my wanderings. He looked beyond my past. He looked beyond my problems. He looked beyond my haters. He looked beyond all of my faults, and he saw my needs. Anybody glad about that today?
Thank you for tuning in to the Excellence in Ministry broadcast with Dr. Dwayne Anthony Walker, Senior Pastor of Little Rock AME Zion Church. If you are new to the area and seeking a church home, please feel free to come by our location, 401 North McDowell Street, just minutes from Uptown Charlotte. Our order of services are as follows: 9 a.m. Sunday School, 10 a.m. Morning Service, 12 noon Wednesday Midday Bible Study, and 7 p.m. Evening Bible Study. Also, if you were blessed by today's message and want to obtain a copy in its entirety, call 704-334-3782. That's 704-334-3782. If you want to know more about what's going on at Little Rock, you can visit us on the web at littlerockamezion.org. Little Rock AME Zion Church is a ministry with so much to offer. They have ministries for adults and children, choirs, missions, and outreach that helps inside the church and the community as a whole. And of course, this radio broadcast where God is glorified, Jesus is magnified, the people are edified, faith is fortified, and ministry is multiplied. Be blessed and tune in next week for the Excellence in Ministry broadcast with Dr. Dwayne Anthony Walker on WPZS Praise 100.9 and 92.7 and PraiseCharlotte.com.
Praise listeners, now you can listen to the Word by going to www.praisecharlotte.com and clicking on the podcast tab on your desktop computer, laptop, tablet, or smartphone, where you'll find 5 dynamic 30-minute programs designed to inspire, motivate, and entertain you. PraiseCharlotte.com 24/7, 365. With the Excellence in Ministry broadcast with Dr. Dwayne Anthony Walker of Little Rock AME Zion Church, the Glory Has Come International Ministry broadcast with Pastor Troy and Prophetess Nicole King, the Mount Vernon Missionary Baptist Church broadcast with Pastor Matthew L. Browning, the Life Changing Church broadcast with Overseer Dorothy McGuire, and Motivations with Gloria. We know you love the music we play. However, there are times when the word from a preacher or someone's testimony will get you through the day. So please log on to PraiseCharlotte.com and click the podcast tab.